The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
All the bloodshed every year from the animal sacrifices, none of it save, not one soul. Amen? Amen? What the blood of bulls, goats, and lambs could not do, one drop of Jesus' blood did.
All right. Yeah.
Nothing but the blood, church. Yeah. Nothing but the blood. My sisters and brothers, when nothing else could do, the blood of Jesus did. I say it was nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, church, is perfect.
Yeah.
Jesus' blood is perfect because Jesus himself was perfect.
Yes.
He was born of a virgin, and that matters a lot because it established his righteousness. If he had had an earthly father, he would have inherited Adam's sinful nature. But because he was born of a virgin, his blood was sinless. Judas cried out in Matthew's and he said, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. Pontius Pilate washed his hands and said, I find no fault in this man. And Hebrews tells us that Jesus was holy, blameless, pure, and set apart from sinners. Paul also declared in 2 Corinthians, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. His perfect blood made him the only Savior who could die for his own sins. Not for his own sins, but for ours. So the blood of Jesus is perfect.
Yes.
Not only is the blood of Jesus perfect, the blood of Jesus is pure.
Amen.
Romans 5:6-8 says that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us.
Amen.
And only his blood can cleanse us from all sin. Not some sin, not old sin only, not small sin only, but all sin. Our hope is not in our goodness, but our hope is in Jesus' purity. We can't go to God saying, look at how clean I am. We go to God saying, look how pure Jesus' blood is.
Yeah.
Though tempted in every way as we are, he never sinned, church. He was not stained by pride. He was not stained by hatred. He was not stained by lust and greed and gossip and deceit.
Come on.
His words were pure. His motives was pure. His actions were pure. And therefore, his blood was pure.
Yeah.
The purity of his blood is what gives his power to clean what is impure in us. Amen?
Yeah.
Only his blood can wash us white as snow. What was dark becomes clean. What was filthy becomes forgiven. And what was guilty becomes justified. Just like a machine can filter impurities from blood in a hospital, the blood of Jesus cleanses the soul. Peter tells us that you were redeemed, not with silver and gold, But with the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect. His blood doesn't just cover sin, church, it cleanses it. And the blood of Jesus is perpetual. What is that? It's everlasting. It's never ending. In the Old Testament, the sacrifices had to be offered again and again and again. Every year, the priest had to go into the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement to seek forgiveness from sin, from their sins committed against God and others, seeking a chance for spiritual renewal. So every year, the high priest had to go back into the Holy of Holies with new blood, because last year's sacrifice wasn't good enough because it did not last forever. Amen. But under the new covenant of Jesus, the ultimate high priest, he came and offered himself once and for all. Amen.
Amen.
He sacrificed for our sins. Jesus didn't need a repeat performance. He didn't need to do it again. He didn't need another cross. And he didn't need another drop of blood.
Yeah.
Jesus made the sacrifice for our sins only once. And that once was sufficient for all people for all times. Amen?
Amen.
He obtained permanent eternal redemption for us. He cleansed past, present, and future sins all in one act of redemption. There is nothing, church, listen to me. There is nothing that the devil or other people can do to bring up what you used to be, what you used to do. There is nothing that the devil or other people can do to try and remind you of how your life was years and years ago. You have to remind the devil that I have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. Amen? You have to remind the devil. You have to do it. You have to remind them folks with their perfect selves that you are imperfect, still a work in progress, that have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. I may have messed up in the past, and I may mess up in the future, but I give God glory that I am still saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Listen, church, it was the blood that purchased our salvation. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that Jesus did it by his own self blood. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus paid a price that he did not owe in order for there to be a redemption for our sins that needed to be exchanged, that only the blood of Jesus could do.
Yeah.
We must understand, church, what Calvary represents. Jesus shed blood on Calvary represented the greatest sacrifice ever. He would hang on the cross for people who won't even hang in there for him. He would suffer on the cross for those who would betray him.
Come on.
He would be humiliated for people who would deny him. But thank God that Jesus decided to hang in there. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Even when he thought about giving up in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And when I think about the blood and what it cost on Calvary's cross, church, sometimes I have to pause and I have to step back and I have to thank God for what the blood did. Amen?
Amen.
And then I give God glory for the purchase, but for the blood that he took from the hand of the enemy. He snatched my soul from the gates of hell. I was sinking deep in sin. I could talk about myself. Far from the peaceful shore. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply sting within. Sinking to rise no more. But, somebody say but. But the master of the sea, anybody in here feel me? Heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me, and now safe am I. Can anybody say that this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being long-suffering. He's a long-suffering God.
Yes, he is.
He puts up with a lot from us. That's why he gives us new mercy each morning, because we need it. Amen? When it comes to the cross, we are all equal. There's no little I, no little you, and no big you. We are all equal at the foot of the cross because of the finished work of Christ. So don't get upset when somebody look at you down their nose. You could look down your nose too. We are all equal. Amen? Amen. 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 So everything that could be done has already been done for our salvation. Jesus' redeeming work is finished. His sacrifice is complete.
Yeah.
It is perfect, it is pure, and it is everlasting, and it was offered once for all. Amen?
Amen.
And so I thank God for the blood, church.
Yeah.
What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank God that it is finished, and because it is finished, our salvation is forever.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is also powerful. Amen?
Amen.
The songwriter says there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. The book of Revelation tells us as believers overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Now, that's power. False religions denied the power of his blood, but the Bible declares without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. What has the power to forgive us, church? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What has the power to free us?
Nothing but the
blood of Jesus. What has the power to justify us, to make us right?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What has the power to cleanse our guilty conscience?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What has the power to overcome the enemy?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
No blood, no forgiveness. No blood, no hope.
Come on.
No blood, no salvation.
Say it.
And the blood of Jesus, church, is also permanent. It's permanent. To acquit means to declare not guilty. And that is exactly what God does when he sees the blood. For Isaiah 44 and 22, God says, I have blotted out your transgressions and sins like a thick cloud passing over. Return unto me, for I have redeemed you. Psalms 103 and 12, David says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. Y'all, we need to remember these scriptures because we have to quote these to the enemy. And you know them, some people who get up in your face. When God looks at a saved person, he doesn't see the past, he sees the blood. Exodus 12 says, when the Passover was instituted and the blood on the painted on the doorpost, it saved the families from death.
Yeah.
But God said in Exodus 12, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It wasn't the house that saved them. It wasn't their good works that saved them. It wasn't their family name that saved them. It was their faith and obedience in God and the word that he gave to Moses, where he told Moses the blood will be a sign.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.